This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm overdoing this, Jay, or not?
No.
Okay.
I already said before. I know we're doing this as like the lead up to the day of his passing, and then of course on that day it's going to be all Elvis all the time. But I feel like we should just make it all Elvis all the time.
Why not?
He had such a hand in so many different genres, and it transcends the generations. And he has that soulful kind of growl to his voice, but then he can belt it out and take us to church like no other.
Yeah, that's a great way of describing it. Thank you. That is very good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with some thoughts and tidbits of Elvis. I actually have later in this hour some thoughts on Riley Keough, who is his granddaughter under the circumstances. I was thinking about what we were saying earlier on. If you want to hear what we've talked about before, I won't go back to it. You go to gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program playing all day long. The entirety of the program can be heard all day, every day at gooddayshow.com, along with our Good Day download. We certainly spend a lot of time and will, probably for the rest of this week anyway, digging around into what happened in Maui. But the point I want to make now is for you to think about where you're going. What are you doing today? I think one of the things that people all, this is a mistake, for me anyway, to be thinking, okay, here's my goal, and when I achieve it, I stop. Rush Limbaugh said once, the point of the journey is not to arrive. Right? If you're going to keep going. He certainly did, and there's a lot of radio, well, I have, and I hope you have, because there's no real end to this. I'm one of these people that believes also in the continuation of life. Some people call it resurrection. Some people call it reincarnation. I don't know, whatever you call it. But it seems to me that as you get older, life ought to be better. And for many, if not most of us, it is. It gets better and better and better and better and better. That's dependent on your attitude. But life is for taking the journey, learning things. It's about helping people and learning stuff. And being present in the now is the best thing you can do for yourself, because you don't know. You can plan for tomorrow, and you can hope for tomorrow, and you can work for tomorrow. You can't do anything about what you did yesterday, so hello. It's today. Do it now. Or what is it? Forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it now. All right. So the actions and reaction to Maui, I don't think that I'm overdoing this, frankly. I believe that my attention to this and our focus on it is appropriate because it is so unusual. And as you know, on this program, I like to talk about the unusual versus the usual. So the fact, I wish we didn't have to talk about this, or we didn't have the opportunity to talk about it. One of the things that I think we really have to, the bottom line is, what the heck happened? There were 70 different fires. Is it because of one thing, one person? Is it because tourism is out of control? Is it the climate? Is it the fact that
I think there are a lot of things were a lot more dry than they normally are. You typically don't have these droughts or the dry weather. It once upon a time, and I think it still does to a degree, but it would rain every day, even not storm every day all day long, but
kind of like South Florida.
And there are areas where that are considered rainforests.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. Right.
Yeah, sure are. And they're beautiful. Oh my God, I remember walking around some of those places during those hikes. Yeah, just magnificent. And they're all magnificent islands. So 96 people are dead, at least so far. There are hundreds missing, so who knows where that's going to go. And that's not really the story anyway. It isn't. The story is now trying to figure out the past. Why didn't the state or the county or whatever it is make sure that the early warning system was working? Okay, they can fix that. We can talk about the toxicity of what happened, but what do you do to not have this happen again? That's really what the focus ought to be. The cleanup is going to take months. The island is saying no more tourists, don't go there. Who would be dumb enough to get on a plane and go over there?
But that's also one of the things that where it's only in certain areas, and you have to think about tourism brings a lot of money into Maui, and you would think Maui, it needs that money more than ever, and tourism just stay out of West Maui.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, don't plan to go to this area. There are a lot of now jobs for people to clean up. That'll be good for the local economy. It's kind of too bad because, as you just said, tourist money is what's important here. So what about the cause? The strong winds from Dora. Yep. The dried out vegetation. Yep. The fuel that's there underneath these power lines and the power lines themselves, that's also an important something to really focus on. There's certainly going to be other questions. Are there answers to those questions? That's really, you're not going to find those out right away. The largest industry is tourism. Is it too much? Have they drained off too many of the wetlands to create places where people can go and visit? They have pretty much run out of water over there because they use so much. You think, I'm going to ask this question because I don't know the answer to it. Is salt water different? When you apply salt water to a fire, does it have the same effect as fresh lake water, for example, or
I would think because you're still suffocating.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Mm-hmm. The fire.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There was a local drought there this year. I find this, does it help to go backwards? No. You go forwards, but you learn by the past as much as anything else. There's no place on earth, I don't think, that is as wet and lush as these areas. You know, you see these TV shows that are done, Magnum PI and Hawaii 5-0 and NCIS Hawaii. The things over the years, the movies that have been made there. And you just, if you have not been there, you envy the people who have. That shouldn't stop. 60 years, 100-acre wetlands were drained because they wanted to make houses. They wanted to build hotels. And they figure that may be a problem. Again, we can go over this from now until the cows come home. The housing situation is going to be something else, man, over there. All those people that don't have any homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you kind of hold on to the good thoughts and hope that things will shake out well for them.
Well, and then in terms of Hurricane Dora, which has now changed into Typhoon Dora, or a typhoon, you have Tropical Storm Greg that's looking to follow in Dora's path.
Mm. Why are we having all of this is the question also, right? Is that global warming? The planet's changing, and it's changing rapidly. Whatever the reason, I want to make sure that I do and all of us as much as we can to save the planet, or the planet's going to survive no matter what because it'll just cast off whatever isn't working. But buying an electric car isn't going to fix your problem. It ain't going to fix anybody's problem. It's a simplistic. It's to the point of being foolish. The people who are getting gaga over these cars, and then they find them, they buy them. The people have had Teslas for four or five, when the first one came out about 7 years ago, and they're getting to the end of their life. You know, some of the rare models are going for a lot of money because they were the first Teslas, not because they're a good car or not because they have any real value, because the batteries are dead and it costs you more money to put the batteries in. And once you get to the seven-year cycle for most of the commercial-grade cars that are electric, that's going to be devastating. I don't even want to talk about the future. I hear we've had so much time this summer on bears and snakes and sharks. Here's another woman who's 82 years old who was attacked by a bear, broke into her home after midnight. A small black bear entered this 82-year-old woman's home and attacked her, scratched her up. The bear was euthanized, but you got to wonder, again, what's going on? Why this year? Why now? So much of this stuff. Is there a reaction by the animals because instinctively they know the planet is changing? You know, there's a connection between all of God's creatures and what's going on the planet. There is a lot of this sort of thing. Are we just talking about it more, Jay, or is there really more? It's kind of like some of these other...
I think it's both. We're definitely more aware, where I think to an extent it used to only be considered local news, where now it's on a national level. It's definitely happening a lot more, because I also think the habitats are going away. As far as the bears go, we're building on their homes. They're taking over, not taking over, but neighborhoods are where bears used to go, and they are running out of area.
They had their own.
They're running out of space.
Neighborhoods. The bear neighborhood. They lived in the forest in a neighborhood. They were together, right?
Yeah, they all paid the same homeowners association fees, and then we took their land for our own neighborhoods.
Exactly. All right. A Russian MiG-23 aircraft takes off at the Thunder Under Michigan event in Willow Run, and then it crashes into an apartment complex. This is really something. Why in the world? Where did we get the MiG? Why do we have a Russian MiG jet here performing at an air show, no less? The pilot was, there was somebody in the plane with him, successfully ejected from the aircraft for the crash.
Yes.
When you look at some of the video of it, the air show wasn't, they weren't hurt, so nobody got hurt in the apartment building. But still weird for a number of reasons, including the fact that it was a Russian MiG jet. 18 after here on Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I asked AAA's Greg Brannon, what's the number one preventative maintenance issue with hybrids and EVs you can do? And here's what he said.
The biggest thing to think about with brakes is that you need to follow the manufacturer's recommendations on servicing those, particularly if you live in the snow country, because if there's salt on the roads, what'll happen is that the brakes are not used enough because of the electric motors are doing most of the braking for you. The brakes aren't used enough, and they will actually rust in place, and then whenever you go to use them, they're not going to work. And then that becomes a very expensive problem to solve, as opposed to every couple of years or whatever the manufacturer recommendation is, to go in, get them serviced. What the mechanic will do is take them apart, lubricate all the pieces that need lubrication, make sure everything's working well, and then just put them back together. So that's a fairly easy maintenance item versus a much more expensive repair problem.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me,
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The ultimate bargain.
Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the shaking mighty power.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program. The focus on Elvis has a couple of different wrinkles to it in this hour. Austin Butler. No relation to. What was Bieber's first name? What's his name? What's
Justin. Bieber's? Yeah. So close.
Justin
Bieber. You have the Stins.
Right. Yeah. All right, so Tom Hanks and Austin Butler were in this Elvis movie. And after the movie was over, Tom Hanks was concerned. He became friends with this youngster. Mr. Butler was 31. And so Hanks decided to pitch him on a miniseries that he was starring in because he felt he needed to get his head out of who Elvis was. He apparently got so into Elvis and the portrayal that he became Elvis. And Tom said he was trying to teach him something. Because Tom Hanks played Colonel Parker in the movie, and so as they were sort of digesting what happened after the movie was over, Tom Hanks said, "You've so immersed yourself so much in Elvis that for your mental health, it'll be wise for you to go straight into something else that's nothing like this."
Smart. I mean, that's really smart. We've seen it with other actors who immerse themselves so deeply into a character, especially when it's a real person
Joaquin
that their character is based off of.
Exactly.
Right. Jim Carrey's done it where they have to seek
therapy
after this. And with Austin Butler, he got a lot of flack for continuing with the Elvis accent and the way he was speaking.
Right.
For months, it took him months to pretty much drop that accent.
Yep. All right, the new Vanity Fair, the magazine I can actually put my hands on, has a big article about Riley Keough, who is the granddaughter of Elvis, and the person who has inherited the Elvis empire since her mother, Lisa Marie, has passed. She looks just like her mother. If you see a picture of her, I think she looks just like her. And so this article talks about her life. There's a lot of, it's sort of a picture gallery, much as anything else. She talks about Graceland. Says that once in a while we'd sleep there, but the tours would start in the morning, and we'd hide upstairs until they were over.
Well, and that's the thing. It was for her entire life. It was never a home. It no. was always a museum to her.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So she's on her own, right? She's struck out as an actress and a singer and that sort of stuff. She settled with her grandmother Priscilla, and of course that's all been made public. She is the sole trustee of Lisa Marie's estate, which is, the Graceland thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's paying Priscilla $1 million a year, and the legal fees that were that happened when. How do you fight with your grandmother about something like this?
Well, it's very fickle with this situation because they're not just a family. This is also like a business kind of situation.
Yeah. Right.
And, it's... Mm. And she also has to think about her two sisters, who also inherited a lot, but they're underage, so they can't really do anything. And you don't want to make decisions on their behalf.
Mm-mm.
It's a whole situation. And it seems like it didn't really tarnish the grandmother-granddaughter relationship.
No.
That period of time it was stressful. But they both always maintained, and sources always maintained, that they are family first and foremost.
Yeah. She wouldn't have settled if she wasn't happy, said her lawyer. But there's also the whole business about what they're doing, how much charity they're involved in. So it's an interesting article. You want to check out Riley Keough and know who she is. I didn't know who she was. I hadn't paid much attention until just recently.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made the decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the dental world began. Listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began.
He's had the guitars in the Elvis music. They always sounded the same because they were basically the fellas that were with Elvis stayed with him. And they all became friends, part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of these, the rock stuff sounds the same. Still sounds good. Focusing on Elvis, as it is his week. I was talking about Riley Keough and the article about her that's in Vanity Fair. So I'm looking through this magazine, J.J. Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service on the Good Day program. The ads in Vanity Fair. Who uses this stuff? Louis Vuitton. I'm looking at the stuff this woman's wearing. Who wears this stuff?
Dresses
with holes in them?
I'm not seeing a picture, but...
Dior and the The outfits, the models.
The designer fashion.
And the designer fashion. Who, honestly, who the heck, I'm looking at some of these, the outfits of these guys, and I don't know whether they're women or men, frankly, but and it seems to be unisex.
Androgyny cells.
Is that what it is? Really? Why? Do people like that look? Why do they like that look? What is
Has androgyny been a look people like since,
unisex?
What is it, the 60s?
Yeah, I suppose. Here's Prada. It is a jacket made out of leather that I can't imagine anybody wearing. And then there's a Chanel with a model dressed in the weirdest outfit, Fendi. Who, really and truly?
You're describing these outfits really well, Doug.
I can't.
We got the designers down.
Well, here's a woman, I guess a woman, in a Fendi outfit, and she's got on leather boots up to her thighs with holes in the knee.
That sounds kind of interesting.
Is it? To whom?
And then what's the rest of the outfit?
The rest of the outfit is sort of she's got on a chic blouse with a leather outfit over the leather boots. And she looks like she's all of 19. So we know that she's not buying this stuff for herself for the most part. So who's buying this? Honestly, who buys this stuff? I mean, it's got to be a very, I suppose Vanity Fair appeals to a certain segment of society, so.
Well, a lot of these designers, while they are expensive, for sure, only, you know, the people who can afford it will be going for a lot of this stuff. But there's also tiers of the designers. Some, like Louis Vuitton, is pretty expensive, but Chanel, crazy expensive. And
Bulgari,
I don't know what the actual percentage is of everything, but because they all have their own different percentage. But every year, the cost of a lot of these big designers goes up. And I think Louis Vuitton is like 17%, and then Chanel, like, you could have gotten this simple quilted kind of patent leather Chanel bag for maybe $2,500 about 20 years ago. Now that same bag would cost, like, the updated version would cost you probably close to $20,000, maybe $18,000.
For what? To carry around your hairbrush? What is this? Here's Giorgio
exactly
Armani.
That's the only reason that women carry handbags.
Yeah,
we need our hairbrushes with us at all times.
And you know what else this is very politically incorrect, but I'm going to say it. Since Black Lives Matter came along, I'm just looking at the pictures in here. There's one European-looking white woman. The rest of them are all, there's not just necessarily the people of color, but people of various races and sexes and this stuff. I suppose that's appropriate, but I don't know who is.
Representation matters.
I'm going to tell you, and you know, I'm a white guy, and so maybe I don't look at these things. I think I'm pretty open-minded to almost anything and everything, but I just think that it doesn't, what they're selling and the way they're selling it doesn't represent. Well, they must have done research, otherwise they wouldn't be spending the money for these ads as they have. So as to who it applies, appeals to. Ferragamo, and a woman looks like Yoko Ono is the person who's wearing it here. There must be 40 pages before you even get into any of the contents of the magazine. The fancy eyewear, some of these, I'm looking at some of these labels, and I don't recognize them, but they're not trying to sell to me. That's for sure.
Farmer chic.
In terms of, what is it? How do you pronounce it? Swarovski? Is that how you pronounce it? Swarovski. You see them in the malls here and there. A number of different wristwatches that there are. Gabriella Hearst. I've never heard of her before. It's just page after page after page of this stuff. I must be living in a different world. Maybe down in the farm I don't get connected to.
Vanity Fair and a lot of like Vogue and a lot of those magazines that are considered fashion magazines, they've always had all of those ads and all of those designer layouts and different articles that are fashion forward.
You buy any of this stuff?
I don't buy magazines anymore.
No, I don't mean the magazines. The stuff that's in it.
If I could afford it, if there was something I liked, I would totally buy it.
So this is aimed, then, this magazine, I've never paid much attention to the magazine, is aimed at the upscale, very upscale audience. That's what I'm going to guess.
I'm sure there are some Gap ads in there or Old Navy somewhere. There's not anymore. There used to be.
Yeah. Fall into the Gap. Okay, let's do some good, bad, and ugly. All right? The good story, four missing divers were found floating 50 miles from Cape Fear. That's an appropriate name, off the coast of North Carolina. Four divers rescued after they went missing during a dive. Over the weekend, these guys went diving. They went out in a 50-foot boat, and this was Sunday afternoon. Then they disappeared. Just gone. Coast Guard started looking for them 50 miles south of, they didn't start there. They found them, though, 63 miles east of Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But just what kind of... Think about it. You're missing and you don't know how to get back to shore. The boat obviously wasn't running. So they dropped a life raft. And would the boat sink? It looks like the boat must have sunk. That's how they just are out there floating around in what's known as the graveyard of the Atlantic. How'd you like that? Why would you go there in the first place?
Oh, that would be scary. Well, isn't there, especially with divers, go see what's down under, if there's a lot of shipwrecks, boats down there.
The good news is they found them. Okay, so that's the good.
And I wonder, with how far away they were pulled from their original location, was that there had to have been rip currents or something just pulling them out?
Of course, Yeah, the current, the current that comes from the North Sea, from England, goes across and hits our coast in Delray Beach. And this is just north, it's north by 300 or 400 miles, but still affects it. All right, so that's the good, they found him. Bad news, North Dakota teenager reliving the moment, he fell over a 70-foot cliff. 13-year-old Wyatt Kaufman fell off the trail. Wow. This is not far from, the Grand Canyon is big, but this is close to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So they got this kid was helicoptered to a hospital in Las Vegas. He did get medical care. He said when he was in the hospital, he was standing on the ledge, moving out of the way for people to take a picture, and then he just went, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went down. I only had one hand on a rock, and he couldn't get a good grip. So he said his memory of the event was sparse. He only remembers waking up on the back of the helicopter while flying to the hospital.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Collapsed lung, ruptured spleen, concussion, different fractures.
He's 13 years old.
The fact that he is alive is a straight-up miracle. And it seems like he's going to pretty much fully recover from this, too.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, that's the bad. This is the ugly. This is kind of a shocking allegation. The former offensive lineman his real story is that he was in the movie that Sandra Bullock starred in. About, I think it was called
The
Blindside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michael Orr, is that how we pronounce his name?
Yeah, Michael Orr, and then the Tuohy family.
Yep. So apparently the movie doesn't portray what actually happened. This guy was lied to. He was never adopted. He was screwed over by the family. He was just trying to get a hold of his money.
It's going to be
good football.
Well, it's going to be interesting what comes from this and with charges being filed, and I'm sure this is going to go to court because What Michael Oher is saying is he thought he was adopted. He only found out recently that he was never adopted. He was under a conservatorship.
Yeah.
And then the husband, Leanne Tui, Sean Tui, that's his name. Sean Tui has spoken out against it and said they didn't receive much money from the Blind Side. Every family member got an equal $14,000, including Michael Oher. That's what Sean Tui is saying. And as far as the adoption versus the conservatorship, he was told that by a lawyer that because Michael Oher was over the age of 18, so he was legally an adult, that they weren't allowed to adopt him. The only thing they could do is a conservatorship. But if you go and look at the laws by state, most states, you can adopt an adult. They just have to give their consent. And there are certain states that have rules of whether or not they're married, whether or not their spouse has to also give consent.
Mm-hmm.
But there in Tennessee, and in the state of Tennessee, he totally could have been adopted. And even in Mississippi, if you are the age of 14 or up, you just have to give your own consent if you want to be adopted.
So the movie grossed $300 million that we're talking about. You can see it all the time on the various mm-hmm. streaming services. And so what really is the story here? What isn't? Well, did the people who wrote the movie, Hollywood always takes license with stories anyway.
But the fact that his story was sold without his
shouldn't he get a piece of that?
And you would think, think that there'd be more than $14,000 for each family member. And he says that the Tuis said they loved him and he believed them and he loved them. And it's one of those situations of, did something happen along the lines? Was it truly never what it seemed to be? And it's going to have to go to court and have things found out before anybody can really get some sense of the reality. And even then, you still can't.
The other thing he said, he didn't like the movie portraying him as dumb.
The movie portrayed him as not having any football knowledge, which he did. Yeah, he was a football player.
Yeah, right. So isn't it interesting how in some circumstances life does not replicate, or movie, reality and life are not necessarily the same thing. So hopefully it gets it sorted out. Interesting story, for sure. Good day time, 48 past the hour.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. He's here from his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, you can check out what he does with his Nooka Chiropractic Practice. I say that fast. His Nooka Chiropractor Practice. JackStockwell.com. The Forbidden Doctor is aimed at nutritional items. The GAPS practitioner that he is, the most recent Jack podcast you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, he has a podcast, his radio show in Salt Lake City, where his clinic is, talking about the study that shows the lack of proper nutrition leads to a lot of diseases. That's kind of a duh, as is this, and I don't mean that to reflect on you, that it's a duh. But here's another one. Aspartame is a possible carcinogen. No. Really? How in the world? How'd you come to that conclusion? You can count on the World Health Organization to be about 40 years behind when it comes to research. Yes. Or anything. So they're warning people to stop drinking diet soda. Where the heck are these? This is so ridiculous. It just shows you what a waste of time and money outfits like, especially them. But the National Institute of Health as well. Well, they deserve it.
Rep because of the COVID stuff,
yeah,
and several
right.
other things preventing really good COVID treatment.
Yeah,
and
right.
they look bad. The FDA looks bad. The CDC looks bad. So they're going to do an awful lot of positive stuff, even if they have to go back 40 years and change their minds.
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, speaking of the COVID thing, the news media is trying to scare the hell out of everybody now with new version of COVID. Get a shot. Get your vaccines.
Thing. Yeah, that's right. Shots for everything, shots for anything. You got a problem, we got a shot.
Or a pill. One or the other.
A pill.
One or the other. Yep. Here's something that I thought, I looked at this and I thought, this is Jack. It has Jack all over it. The story of fragrance. I just was bringing myself up to date on Vanity Fair magazine. Have you heard me talking about that?
Oh, I heard you talking about it. I heard of 70 pages of advertising before you get to any content.
Yeah, and the advertising, certainly it's focused, that's for sure. One of the articles has to do with fragrance and how you can sleep better. Your memory will work better the older you are. So if you have some kind of fragrance, interesting, I have a little spray that I put on the pillowcases from time to time. I don't know whether that attributes. I'm a vivid dreamer, and I'm thankful for that because I think it's kind of neat to be able to dream most of these stories. But anyway, there's a study done by neuroscientists who say that if a simple fragrance is sprayed in the atmosphere where you are before you go to sleep, you'll have a 226% increase in cognitive capacity. How about that? That opens up your brain, apparently, to all kinds of different things, natural oils. Yeah. What do you think is in it? If you had a guess, what do you think would be in it?
Oh, probably anything that would stimulate dopamine release.
Mm-hmm. What would do that, though? What's the kind of the olfactory thing opening up so that dopamine is released?
Well, there are essential oils. You know, there's some really major. Almost any company now that has anything to do with healthcare has an essential oil line.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain oils that we know stimulate better cardiovascular response, better digestion, better immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because these are things they didn't discover them in somebody's garage last week. They've known these things for decades, if not hundreds of years, in the area of natural health and healing. And so it's not just certain kinds of poultices we can put on a broken bone or a bruise, or there's not certain kinds of herbal teas that can help us if we have upper respiratory congestion or whatever. We know that there's certain stimulus that comes in through the olfactory bulb, the cranial nerve number one, and certain kinds of aromas. And this goes, the Persians did an awful lot of work with this, Romans, the Greeks, these people did a lot of work with this kind of stuff back in their days. Hippocrates was a big proponent of the olfactory response. And so there's different kinds of aromas from flowers. And this is the whole heart and core of what goes into perfumes for ladies and cologne for men. Not just the smell, not just the aroma of it, but certain kinds of cerebral activity that can be triggered by certain ingredients in these mixtures. So this is nothing new. It's just you better read the label or at least do some investigation of what you're sniffing.
Food for thought. All right, weight loss stories, Jack, brought to you in part by Calitrin. Their success is no secret. The success is basically attached to them because for 27 years they've been helping people lose weight and keep it off the natural way. If you want to know how it works, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com for fabulous weight loss stories. Toploss.com. When you decide to buy, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and $25 off a 90-day supply.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.